I want to die. Can the Bible help me when I have suicidal thoughts? The Bible's answer. Yes. The Bible comes from God, who comforts those who are downhearted. 2 Corinthians 7:6. Although the Bible is not a mental health textbook, it has helped many overcome suicidal thoughts. Its practical advice can help you too. What practical advice does the Bible give? Express your feelings. What the Bible says. A true friend shows love at all times and is a brother who is born for times of distress. Proverbs 17:17. Meaning, we need the support of others when we have distressing thoughts. If you keep your feelings to yourself, you carry a burden that can become unbearable. But if you share your feelings, you may lessen their intensity and even gain a fresh perspective. Try this. Talk to someone today, perhaps a family member or a trusted friend. The footnote reads, if your suicidal thoughts are intense and loved ones are unavailable, call a local crisis hotline or emergency number. End of footnote. You might also express yourself by writing down your feelings. Get professional help. What the Bible says. Healthy people do not need a physician, but those who are ill do. Matthew 9:12. Meaning, we should seek medical help when we are ill. Suicidal thoughts may be a symptom of mental or emotional illness. Like physical sickness, this is nothing to be ashamed of. Mental and emotional illnesses can be treated. Try this. Seek help from a qualified physician as soon as possible. Remember that God cares. What the Bible says. 5 sparrows sell for 2 coins of small value, do they not? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Have no fear. You are worth more than many sparrows. Luke 12:6-7. Meaning, you are precious to God. You may feel all alone, but God sees what you are going through. He cares about you, even if you have lost your will to live. A heart broken and crushed, O God, you will not reject, says Psalm 51:17. God wants you to live because he loves you. Try this. Examine evidence from the Bible that God loves you. For example, see chapter 24 of the Bible Study Aid, Draw Close to Jehovah. Pray to God. What the Bible says. Throw all your anxiety on God because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Meaning, God invites you to tell him openly and honestly about whatever weighs on your mind. God can give you both inner peace and the strength to keep going. In this way, he sustains those who call out to him with a sincere heart. Try this. Pray to God today. Use his name Jehovah and tell him about your feelings. Ask him to help you keep going. Meditate on the Bible's hope for the future. What the Bible says. We have this hope as an anchor for our lives, both sure and firm. Hebrews 6:19 and footnote. Meaning, your emotions may go up and down like a ship in a storm, but the hope held out by the Bible can stabilize you. That hope is not wishful thinking, but is based on God's promise to remove the causes of our pain. Try this. Learn more about the Bible's hope by reading Lesson 5 of the brochure, Good News from God. Do something you enjoy. What the Bible says. A joyful heart is good medicine. Proverbs 17:22. Meaning, when we do things that bring us joy, we may improve our mental or emotional well-being. Try this. Do something that you normally enjoy. For example, listen to uplifting music, read something encouraging, or pursue a hobby. You will also increase your happiness if you do something to help others, even in small ways. Take care of your physical health. What the Bible says. Physical training is beneficial. 1 Timothy 4:8. Meaning, we benefit when we exercise, get adequate sleep, and eat healthful food. Try this. Go for a brisk walk, even for just 15 minutes. Remember that feelings and other things in life change. What the Bible says. You do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. James 4:14. Meaning, a distressing problem, even one that seems beyond your control, may well be temporary. No matter how bleak your situation seems today, it can change tomorrow. So look for ways to cope. Your distressing situation will likely change in time, but you cannot undo suicide. Try this. Read Bible accounts about people who felt so discouraged that they wanted to die, and see how their life eventually changed for the better, often in ways that they could not have foreseen. Consider some examples. Does the Bible tell us about people who wanted to die? Yes. The Bible tells us about some who said in effect, "I want to die." God did not rebuke them, but offered them help. He can do the same for you. Elijah. Who was he? Elijah was a brave prophet, but he was not immune to discouragement. Elijah was a man with feelings like ours, says James 5:17. Why did he want to die? At one point, Elijah felt alone, afraid, and worthless. So he begged, "Jehovah, take my life away." 1 Kings 19:4. What helped him? Elijah poured out his feelings to God. How did God encourage him? God showed him concern and gave him a demonstration of his power. He also assured Elijah that he was still needed and gave Elijah a caring and capable assistant. Read about Elijah. 1 Kings 19:2 through 18. Job. Who was he? Job was a wealthy family man who faithfully worshipped the true God. Why did he want to die? Job's life took a major turn for the worse. He lost all his possessions. All of his children died in a disaster. He got an agonizing disease. And finally, he was cruelly and falsely accused of causing his own problems. Job said, "I loathe my life. I do not want to go on living." Job 7:16. What helped him? Job prayed to God and talked to others. He was encouraged by a compassionate friend, Elihu, who helped him put his situation in perspective. Above all, Job welcomed God's counsel and help. Read about Job. Job 1:1-3 and 13-22. 2:7. 3:1-13. 36:1-7. 38:1-3 and 42:1-2 and 10-13. Moses. Who was he? Moses was a leader of ancient Israel and a faithful prophet. Why did he want to die? Moses had a huge workload, was constantly criticized and felt worn out. So he cried out to God, "Please kill me right now." Numbers 11:11-15. What helped him? Moses told God how he felt. God helped Moses lighten his workload to alleviate the stress. Read about Moses. Numbers 11:4-6 and 10-17. Which Bible verses can help you resist suicidal thoughts? Verses that show God cares about you. Jehovah is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18. When anxieties overwhelmed me, you comforted and soothed me. Psalm 94:19. Verses that show God understands your pain. You have seen my affliction. You are aware of my deep distress. Psalm 31:7. During all their distress, it was distressing to him. In his love and compassion he lifted them up. Isaiah 63:9. Verses that show God wants you to draw close to him and pour out your heart in prayer. Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything, by prayer, let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your mental powers. Philippians 4:6-7. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. James 4:8. Verses that show God can give you strength. For all things, I have the strength through the one who gives me power. Philippians 4:13. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be anxious, for I am your God. I will fortify you. Yes, I will help you. Isaiah 41:10. What if a friend says, I want to die? Take any mention of suicidal thoughts seriously. Encourage your friend to talk. Draw him or her out. When people talk about their thoughts of suicide, they may be less likely to carry out the act. Listen empathetically. Be quick to listen, slow to speak. James 1:19. Understand that anguish or depression can drive a person to say things that are wild talk. So if a friend says something thoughtless or unkind, don't overreact and take offence. Speak consolingly. The Bible advises us, speak consolingly to those who are depressed. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Do not minimise your friend's feelings. Acknowledge his feelings and the reasons for them. Tell your friend how much he means to you. Urge your friend to get help. Wisdom belongs to those who seek advice, says Proverbs 13:10. If your friend had a serious physical illness, you would encourage him to see a doctor. Suicidal thoughts can be a symptom of mental or emotional illness, so urge him to seek professional help. Even offer to go with him. Show love. The Bible says, a true friend shows love at all times and is a brother who is born for times of distress. Proverbs 17:17. You cannot erase your friend's problems or suicidal thoughts, but by confirming your love for him and your support, you may help him through another day, and his next day may look brighter. What if I have attempted suicide in the past? Understandably, you may have feelings of guilt or shame. You may also feel that no one understands what led you to attempt suicide or the emotional anguish you may now be living with. The Bible acknowledges that we cannot fully understand what others feel. The heart knows its own bitterness, says the Bible. Proverbs 14:10. So while loved ones can offer a measure of comfort, they are somewhat limited. Be assured, however, that you are not alone. God knows the human heart. Jehovah knows what may have led you to feel that suicide was the only way out. He also understands your present feelings, which, as mentioned, may include guilt or shame. While God highly values life, he is willing to forgive those who have had suicidal thoughts. He knows that many who attempt suicide do not want to die, they just want to end their pain. So Jehovah can help, even if our hearts may condemn us, because God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. 1 John 3:19-20. Yes, for you, he wants to be the Father of tender mercies and the God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3.